folks, welcome back to another week of chit chat about nothing in particular. My name is DJ.
And my name is Darren. Welcome back.
This is Friends with Microphones.
It is.
How y'all feeling? Let me hear it. I said, y'all feeling? Let me hear it.
Now I'm going to open the phone lines and only one lucky caller gets to call in. Cool.
Bing, bing, bing. Oh, I'm getting one.
Oh,
I'm getting
one. You're getting?
Oh, Darren,
oh, shit.
Darren, I think your phone's ringing. Darren, I think your phone. I think that's your phone, bud.
Oh, hello?
Oh, hi, yeah, I just heard that there's a podcast happening. I love those things. I'd love to be on it. Am I on it?
Yes.
Am I? Oh, I'm on the podcast. Yay. I love talking and I love friendship.
Okay, goodbye.
Is your show... I'm still here. It doesn't matter
no,
if you hang up the phone.
No,
I'm always here.
It was a wrong number. Wrong number. I don't
wrong
know
number,
who that
hey?
Was.
It wasn't,
yeah,
it,
no,
he wasn't
super,
calling
it
on the show?
No, he was asking for some guy named Regley. I don't know.
Oh, Regley. Gotcha. Ba-ding, ba-ding. Oh, that's actually my phone ringing. Hold on. Hold on a minute.
Oh, weird. Oh.
Hello?
Oh, hey. What's going on? It's me. Oh, hey, you guys. I'm so glad you opened the phone lines back up. I can't believe that out of the millions of... Yeah, millions of people. I can't believe that out of the millions of people calling that I was the one who got to talk. I got to talk twice. Am I on the show? Do I get to be on the show? Yeah, you are on the show right now. Do you, do you have any questions?
Here.
We're actually... we don't do advice. Do you have any story? Yeah, do you have any stories to tell? That maybe that's what you should do, because that's what we do on the show.
Yeah, I got lots of stories. The other day I ate.
Well, that's it, huh? That's you ate. That's kind of the worst story.
Yeah, all right, well, I'll talk to you later.
Oh, he's gone. He hung up on me. That was weird.
And that was Friend with Microphone, starring DJ and nobody else.
Darren, how the heck are ya?
I'm good. I very recently, I remember way back in episode 2.
Okay.
Yeah, where we were like, oh, the journey of 1,000 steps starts with at least one of those steps
right.
that you have to make. Yeah. So it's like I've been on my big old way to getting even more in shape than the not in shape I was. So I say even more, but I mean in shape for the first place.
There you go.
Although I do have like a physical day job and do some stuff, but... Like I this is not like I work out. It's like
it's more like I work out. Oh.
There we go. That's what I'm doing. Where it's well, because recently, so my thing is like I was like I'm lazy, but I want to work out more. So I'm just gonna grab an app and I'm gonna poke a button and it's gonna tell me what to do because I just don't want to worry about it. And I've never really jogged much in my life.
Oh,
yeah. But the joke isn't that I jog now because literally small children crawling past me on the road. So don't think that I'm good or even trying that hard. But there's something that I found really interesting. So what I do is I get in my car, and this is how I convince myself to do this. So you can tell how much of a piece of shit I am, because if I tell myself I'm going to jog now, I don't.
Okay.
So what I do is I say, okay, Darren, it's time. You're gonna put your jog clothes on, but you don't have to jog. And I go, oh, okay. And he goes, okay, now we're gonna go to the door, but you don't have to jog. You just have to get to the door. I go, oh, I can do that. And it goes, okay, we're gonna get in your car now, but you don't have to do any exercise. You're just gonna get in the car. I go, uh-huh, yep. It's like, okay, we're just gonna drive to the park. We're gonna go play on. Where's Darren? He went to go play on the farm. Okay,
yep,
I can do
the farm in the park. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I go over to the park, and then I get out, and then the app I have starts you with 5 minutes of walking. So I basically, by the time I actually have to jog, I've already been like pot committed for 20 minutes.
So wait, the app is what's telling you that you have to do things?
You poke it, and it takes care of writing down how far you went and when you're jogging and not jogging. So it'll be like, walk, and then at 5 minutes, it'll yell at you and be like, no, but you have to run for a minute now, because you can't just walk and then say you jog. That's cheating.
I think I'm confused about the process. Are you telling yourself that you just have to put on your jogging clothes, or is the app actually saying, put
on
your jogging clothes, you don't have to exercise? No, we may be able to make millions, friend.
I hired a homeless person to text me, but the problem was he just stole the phone I gave him, and he never hooked it up to any providers.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, so really
Wait,
just out of phone.
Is he in the studio with you?
No, I think he called us
no,
a couple
of times.
No, I think
he is there.
But...
Oh, hey, I'm the homeless guy.
No, you need to go. You need to go. I already jogged today.
You got time to go jog, buddy.
No, I did this today.
I called into your podcast to tell you to jog.
Okay, well, wonderful. Anyway, so the story is
I'll
not that.
Now.
I needed to start a story off about I was jogging today without it sound like a humble brag. So that was that 3-minute lead up. Anyway, so I was...
You just took 3 minutes just to justify the fact that your story starts with I was jogging today?
But I'm not pretentious about it. Yeah, so I really had to try hard on that. Anyway, so I'm at the park and I can't even... And so the park, where I live, if you jog in a circle around the park, you will inevitably go past people who are like dying of overdose. Like,
okay.
And like people under bleachers and shit.
Jeez,
and then
like, I thought you said you were trying not to humble brag here.
So what I do is there's a straight sidewalk next to the park, and I go and I jog back and forth in a line. So I get to see all the pretty pretty views, but I don't have to deal with people.
Oh my god.
And so I was there about day before yesterday, and I'm like doing this thing, and one half of the park is a dog park and the other is a baseball diamond. But some people don't like using the dog park because the dogs fight.
Oh, dog fights. Yeah, dope.
Yeah, big. Yeah, well, not like for. Well, it's. I don't know where I am, maybe, but but not when I'm. When I'm there, they don't fight the dogs for money. It's more of an accident type thing. So I was jogging along, and I really need to stress how slowly I go. What, like, because there's a reason behind it, but I'm jogging. I can walk faster than I jog. Like, that's how fast I'm jogging.
Okay, no, we don't get to skip over this. Why do you jog so slow?
Oh, it builds up your tendons and joints so that you don't.
Oh,
lower impact and better practice.
I read a book once on jogging.
Again, I was trying to skip over that, and then you forced me to open that book and read you.
You jog slower than you walk. I wasn't gonna just accept that at face value and not talk about it. You may move on now. You.
I'm
permission.
Just saying it's important to the story. So there's a couple there who are blitzed out of their mind. Like, you can very strongly smell that they know that weed has now been legalized. Like,
they found out. They were like, right now.
We're
like,
going
oh,
to the
yet.
Park. So I start running, and their dog is very clearly bored with them at this point, and I'm jogging about 1 mile an hour past them, but that's fast enough that I'm faster than these two people blitz out of their mind, and so their dog starts running after me at 2 miles an hour and going in circles around me, and they're like, no, stop, no, and I'm like, I am very slowly stealing the dog from
very
two blitz,
slowly, apparently.
From two blitzed high people. And I get, I don't know, about 10 seconds away where I'm like, and they're like legitimately, they've moved about a foot and a half, and I've moved about 10 and a half feet. So this is
God.
Too slow, not furious. And I'm really not. I'm pulling off the Ocean's One heist of their dog. And and I'm like, okay, I can't, because again, the dog is apparently pot committed to me at this point, because I didn't have beef jerky in my pocket. I had sweaty leg in my pocket, but that's about it.
The Urban Dictionary definition for beef jerky, actually, the third definition of it just says sweaty leg.
Okay, so I turn around and I slowly, again, over the course of 30 seconds, you could see, it's like in Zootopia when you go by the sloth and his face slowly lights up. <They're> like, you brought my dog back. And I'm like, I mean, I'm jogging. So like, what direction I'm jogging in, especially because I'm going back and forth in front of a park. I mean, it literally means nothing.
That's unreal. I can't.
And then they picked the dog up, and that was the end of my day.
Hi, people, man. What's their deal?
Yeah.
Okay?
And that's the last jogging story I will ever tell, because I need to quit jogging forever now so that DJ doesn't make fun of me.
Listen, I guess I'll stop making fun of you, but I'm not going to stop remembering or noticing the fact that you apparently jog slower than people walk, which I still am just having such a hard time picturing, but I'm just going to try and let it go so I can move on with this professional podcast recording environment.
Well, Rome wasn't jogged in a day.
Rome must be small going at your pace.
And that is the only thing under my notes, which was titled Learn to Jog, Steal a Dog.
A memoir.
Which I think would be a great advertisement for jogging.
Darren, speaking of advertisements, I've got some things to discuss with you that fall under the category of a segment on the show that I've done several times that I didn't realize until recently that it is a segment that I do on the show from time to time. It's time for us to revisit our favorite part of the show that we both definitely know is our favorite part of the show.
All right.
It's called It's a Sign. Okay, so on It's a Sign, what
it's
we
a
do...
Sign, it's You Saw a Sign.
On It's a Sign, what we do is we talk about a sign I saw. We really break down what's going on because some people don't know how to make signs. Here we go.
Can we have... What's the song with Ace of Base? It was I saw a sign.
It is a sign.
Eyes.
I saw it opened
sign.
Up. Hold on.
I saw a sign.
Hold on. It has to be a little bit different. It has to be a little bit different melodically. So it'll go here.
Oh, because I did it perfectly.
No, here I can do. No. No, I just wasn't listening to you. Okay, here we go. Let me sing the theme song for It's a Sign. Darren, can I get a couple seconds of silence before I say this, please? Okay, just give me a second. It is a sign. There we go. So
okay. Anyway. Yep.
So, I got a few of them to talk about here. One of them a little less traditional than the signs I usually point out on the show, but here we go. Anyway, I was in an apartment building, and they had a sign up that was like, hey, here are the apartment building's office hours over the holiday season. Oh boy, I just realized how long ago I wrote this note down, Darren.
Okay.
Because these were the building office hours for December and the holiday season. It has apparently been a while since I wrote this note down, Darren.
I wish I looked at the world the way you do, where everything is interesting.
I love it. Oh, Darren, I wrote this down a long time ago.
Do you notice interesting things at a rate that which I don't, and I'm jealous?
Yeah, it's because I have great eyeballs. So here's the thing. It was a list of dates because, you know, a lot of businesses do this. I guess this is normal over the holidays where people walk into a business and they think, yeah, but when are they open during the holidays? And that's how they all think. And some businesses are like, oh, no. It's okay. On all the important days, this is what we're doing. But what's weird is that the way this sign was written was here are some specific holiday hours for the office. December 24th, closed. December 25th, closed. December 26th, closed. December 31st, closed. January 1st, closed. I'm like, hey, why didn't you just write all the dates and say we're closed every day? This is the same thing that bothers me when businesses are like, here are our business hours, and they have it labeled Monday through Sunday. And it's like Monday, 9 to 5, Tuesday, 9 to 5, Wednesday, 9 to 5, Thursday, and it never changes. And it's like, why don't you just have a sign that says open 9 to 5 every day, 7 days a week? Why don't that would save so much time reading. I hate
I'm going to piss you off. I have seen on, not the one I used to work at, on a 24-hour McDonald's. Now, something you should know about 24-hour McDonald's is they are open 24/365, so there is no holiday hours. It's the same. People will work 24 hours a day on Christmas, too.
Okay.
And they had Monday, 5 a.m. to 5 a.m., Tuesday, 5 a.m. to 5 a.m., Wednesday, holidays,
what
5 a.m. to 5 a.m.
Garbage. What?
You know the red sign that has the black lettering on it? In the little white boxes that you can write on top. So it's not like this is
yes.
a thing handed down by McDonald's. Some manager of McDonald's got, I guess, so upset that people didn't understand that literally the store never closes unless it is robbed or needs construction. And I wouldn't be surprised if underneath holiday they put robbery, closed for 3 hours. Forest fire, closed until further notice.
I remember that forest fire that happened at that McDonald's. That shit was tragic.
There's forest fire in a McDonald's every 420. Let's be honest.
Okay. It is a sign. So here we go. There's another sign.
Wait, hold up. You have more than one?
Oh, dude. It's a segment, baby. In the future, I plan on maybe only bringing one or two, but I have a lot to talk about this week. This one comes from your friendly neighborhood McDonald's, and by that I mean one in my neighborhood and not yours, because you likely don't live where I live unless you are my friend and you live where I live and you listen to this podcast. Thank you. This sign said, "New McCafe bagels always hiring." And I just really like the idea of a bagel being like, "I'm always hiring. That's just how I do things."
Now I know what you're thinking. This bagel doesn't hire people. That's not true. Then I know what you're thinking. You're thinking this bagel only hires people between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. That's not true either. Let me tell you, this bagel's hiring from 5 a.m. to 5 a.m. on Mondays. From 5 a.m. to 5 a.m. on Tuesday. On holidays. We're always hiring.
Always come hiring. On 5 a.m. to 5 a.m. It is a sign. Okay, so there's another sign that I saw you're supposed to. It just said, all in one sentence, "July 5th wetsuit sale on now."
Wait, one more time.
"July 5th wetsuit sale on now." Looking for that wetsuit to wear on July 5th? We're selling them. You're going to love the July 7th wetsuit. It's got polka dots. See, here's the problem, is that you can't even say, oh, they were just talking about the date of the sale. They weren't. The sale's on now. What was July 5th? The wetsuit sale? The wetsuit sale is clearly already happening.
No, they're selling it now, but it's in vogue on July 6th.
Oh, my God.
After that, it's like Labor Day. You're out of season.
It is a sign. Okay, so I saw one more sign.
Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God.
I saw one more sign.
You could see the look on my face of how done I am with your shit right now.
But this one's my favorite. I saved it for the end.
Okay, do
this
sign. It's a sign.
Okay, this one's less confusing. It just made me really happy. Coolchurch.ca, the Church of Our Lord, #Jesus.
Now that's branding for a new millennial audience.
Dude, I just absolutely love that the church is like, we gotta get these teens in here. Where would you go to church if you were a teen? I'd go to Cool Church. Oh, yeah.
Now, how do we brand this to the kids these days? Well, we need them to know that we're cool. Okay, we'll put cool in there. Now we're not American. So how do we show that we're Canadian? Now, I hear you can buy one that ends in .ca. Well, what's .ca stand for? Oh, well, my good fellow, that's Canada. Oh, we have to remind them that this is a church. Well, we can't just be cool.ca. They would have cool people from all over Canada, not just the church ones would want to come. We need to convince them to that.
I like
only
that
the cool...
I like that they tried to buy cool.ca first. Like, sir, it's taken. Ah, poop.
We need to cast a smaller net.
What if they don't know what kind of church it is? We'll just say it's the Church of Our Lord. Well, how do we end this?
Maybe we should cast the net of cool off the other side of the boat. And I'm sorry, I just made a very, not obscure, if you're like... My dad's a pastor, and so is my mom. So I just made a biblical reference for those who are reading along at home in your Bibles. Please turn to References, chapter 3, verse 12.
Darren, I'd like to finish things off, and by that I mean... Maybe not finish things off. Who knows? Maybe this is a 30-second story. I love this show and how structured it is. I saw... Not a sign. Don't worry.
Okay, good. I was about to just be done with this and life.
I was
and
about
you.
To quit.
It would go back to being, remember friend with microphone from earlier this episode?
Oh,
I like that.
Classic
I like how
bit.
I wouldn't be here.
A lot of people buy vintage. And I get
Hell
that.
Yeah.
I get that that's mm-hmm. a thing. But you're a man who buys vintage himself.
I was literally in a store with vintage in the name 20 minutes before this podcast started.
I believe you.
It was a haircut place, though, so.
Different.
I would just look. I just looked for the nearest barber pole and walked in.
Your haircut looks great, by the way.
Thank you. Everybody else should text me or send me comments online about how my haircut looks. Just describe it for them.
Yeah, everybody. Basically, Darren is rocking a Macklemore, and he's got a beard.
Oh, now hold up.
It's
a Macklemore is I shaved all my hair, I paper mached it back into what looks like I killed an animal and it flopped around, and then I glued it with one spot of glue to the tippy top of my head so it looks like the animal had a heart attack and died on the top of my head.
Okay, Darren's got the side of his... No, fuck, I'm not describing your
haircut.
No, I We're
just...
Not
that
doing
was the,
this.
The joke was fuck me. Okay, continue.
The joke was fuck me, I guess. People buy vintage, and I get that, and I'm not offended by it, and why would I be? It's stupid. But even you, and by that I mean it's stupid to be offended by it. Darren,
oh, okay.
Even you as a person who buys vintage things and owns a lot of, you know, clothes from Value Village and stuff, again, no judgment, it's just what it is.
Okay.
Even you must know that there is a limit to what things you should buy vintage.
Not underwear, please not underwear.
It's not underwear, just
okay,
listen.
Good.
Victoria has a vintage hot tub store. And
huh?
It just kind of feels like that's not the thing that you want to buy old or used. Because how many times have people made, like, dude stew in there and just been like, ah, oh, now I'm going to sell this to the vintage hot tub store. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you know what would be great? If I could be outside and also in warm water, but also feel like it's the 80s when they barely knew how to do this.
Hey, I have an idea. Let's take a very large porcelain cauldron and let's put in peas, carrots, onion, and all of my dad's balls.
you forgot to bring the dad's balls, didn't you? Oh my god, this stew is spoiled.
Don't worry, we have high school balls.
How am I supposed to make dude stew? How am I supposed to make dad ball stew?
You know, if you go to the farmer's market, you can find some great grandpa balls. They do have to be reconstituted, though, because they're a little wrinkly.
Jesus, Murphy. Speaking of... Oh, I got nothing, man. I can't... I don't even know how a person could possibly, on this earth, go from wrinkly grandpa balls... To music. How do y'all want to hear about good music? There's some music I want to talk to you about.
Okay, good. That sounds good.
Actually, I think...
Speaking of making a stew out of your dad's balls...
That's not good. Don't do it.
Why don't you stew in some lovely vibes that we're about to tell you to stew your face and balls?
Hey,
in.
Speaking of wearing a t-shirt as pants, y'all want music? Like, if it doesn't connect to it, why would you do it like it's a transition? Well, speaking of dumping root beer out in the sink because you don't like the smell of it, how'd you like to hear about Funky Knuckles? Funky Knuckles is the real name of the band I'm recommending this week. Funky Knuckles is a very good band that is funky, and also they all have knuckles.
Funky Knuckles just sounds like a horrible nickname for the male version of Camel Toe.
That's because that's a moose knuckle. That's why that is.
But, yeah, but I know. But the Funky Knuckle. It sounds like you left it going on for a few days.
The Funky Knuckle is when you know how to move it and groove it.
So tell me about the Funky Knuckle.
The Funky Knuckles are a very cool band, and I like them a lot. Here's the thing. I don't know a lot about the Funky Knuckles. I just really like their music, and they have three songs off their album. The album is called As of Lately, and it's going to be on the Spotify playlist when this episode goes up, whenever that is. Who knows? It's in the wind. So and it could happen anytime. And it is, who knows when this episode's going to go up, you know? Should we keep talking about that? Do you think that's a good thing to talk about for a little bit longer? I like Funky Knuckles. Oh, I guess the song titles, you'll want those. So the album's called As of Lately. And here are the songs that you're going to want to listen to, and I'm about to say them right now. So one's called Barbossa. It's a good song. I really like it. It makes me feel good, like on my inside parts and my outside parts, because I get goose pimples and also a sore stomach whenever I listen to it. Just makes me feel good, you know? Just makes me feel like myself. And there's also a song called, well, the name of a person I can only assume sounds like a very stern lawyer, Frank Carruth. I don't know. He sounds like a character on a fucking CSI show. I don't know if that's a real person's name. I don't know if that's like a
you
significant
sound
name
like
that I should know.
You hold up. You sound like a mom trying to explain Harry Potter at a PTA meeting because their kid's reading it. Or it's like, yeah, so Janie was reading a book the other day, and I was just going in, and there's just Harry Potter's. And now Mr. Potter's always going to his school, and he's learning some books and wands and spells. Do you think the spells are making our children bad? It's just Bob's Burger. I just went full Bob's Burgers on
you. Yeah, that was like the most Linda Belcher thing I've ever heard a person do in a very long time.
It really was. It's a good show, though.
Mommy doesn't get drunk. She just has fun. The last song off of As of Lately is called Yo, This Is Nux. And it's also a good song. Darren, have you ever heard of music?
You know, I've heard of music, but I haven't actually had the pleasure of experiencing music. I usually just dunk my head in a big old stew full of all of my dad and various extended family members' balls.
I love a good
vibrations.
Ball back.
Yeah, the ball, it really just goes to the corner of my soul. And in the corner of my soul, I do find... No, no, I can't transition that either. No, I'm actually going to be recommending probably one of my top two or three favorite albums of all time. This is on the list of albums in which I actually enjoy every single song, which is only, that's a pretty exclusive list. we're talking like less than five albums ever, which is Nice, Nice, Very Nice by the artist Dan Mangan.
Oh,
who is
Dan Mangan.
One of my two or three all-time favorite artists. Not as big of a fan of him after he went more like rocky, electric-y. He did the City in Color kind of thing where they're like, I'm an acoustic thing. I hired a band after I got famous, and now I play more rock music. And I'm like, oh.
I'm pretty sure Dallas Green was in Alexis on Fire before he was Dallas Green.
No. I'm saying the second City in Color album was a lot like alt rock.
Oh.
As opposed
because,
to like.
Because, I mean, you know that Dallas Green was in
no,
Alexis
no, I
on
know.
Fire.
No, I know. I heard Alexis
City
on Fire before
okay.
I heard City in Color.
I was like, that's not the order that happened in.
No, I'm talking within the framework of City in Color for the people who didn't know he was in a band before that.
Oh,
I mean, he then hired a backup band because I guess when you're playing live, you get lonely. I get
okay,
it.
Okay, tell me what Dan Mangan songs you want to recommend. I really like
so
Dan Mangan.
I want to recommend, first off, a really bumpy, upbeat, kind of like... Now, his music, even he describes it as cafe blues, which I love that,
oh,
that
that's
term.
Such a good... Wow, I love that.
Yeah, where it is kind of like singer-songwriter-y, upbeat, kind of sad, poetic, kind of all of it rolled together. So the first I'm recommending is called Sold, which is a more upbeat one to let you, before he, like, you know, not horribly depresses you, into Basket, which gives you kind of the emotional roller coaster the first 10 minutes of Up does. So, like, heads up.
Heads up.
And then to round it back out, we go around back into Robots, which is...
Robots!
It's like a wonderful acoustic warm hug with a children's choir kind of feel. Yeah, or like a regular backup core singers. Yeah, it's music. I think it's music. I'm pretty sure. I've heard music, I think.
Darren, I'm going to need you to call Dan Mangan and apologize for trying to introduce his music by talking about dad balls. Pick up your phone right now and call Dan Mangan. I just texted you his number. I just texted you his number. Please call Dan Mangan. Is it raining?
You didn't text me shit.
I texted you Dan Mangan's number. Please call Dan Mangan.
No, I don't want to do this.
Is it raining?
It's ringing.
Hi, Darren. This is Dan Mangan.
Oh, hey, what up, Dan?
Yeah, hey. I just wanted to. I heard you were talking about me. Ah, just kidding. It's me. Yeah.
And I hung
I'm
up.
On the
and
podcast.
I hung up. No, I hung up. I hung up the phone. Well, that was Friends of Microphones for this week. And before we continue on, I'd really like to hear from a word from our sponsors. But I think, you know, DJ, do you have anybody around that could tell you anything sponsors wise?
Yeah, actually I do. I wanted to make sure. Hey, no. Hey, what? Hey, no. What are you doing? You can't just take the. Don't take the microphone from me. Hey. Oh, what's going on? Hey, everybody. So just so you know, sponsors this week on the podcast are an old bottle of ketchup and my left foot. Eat my butt. Oh,
okay. Well, this has been Friends with Microphones. You all have a wonderful week. My name has been Darren.
My name has been DJ, and it will continue to be.
Okay, and you can show that to your uncle.
Show that to your uncle!
Goodbye.
Fuck you!
Was that fucking Eric Cartman?
Supposed to be the same.
I'm stopping the recording. You need to be stopped.